All right, what's up, my boobies? How's it going? It is Tuesday, September 22nd. I am back on the podcast for another episode of Couldn't Care Less. I think we're just going to stick with two segments today, and they're two segments that you've already heard. Until I can come up with something else, I'm probably going to stick to these for a minute. And it doesn't matter because, honestly, the last video got, like, negative views. So, I'm kind of just doing this for my own pleasure at this point, which is okay. I understand. You boobies don't want to be boobies anymore. That's your choice. But I'm going to be my own boobie. I'll probably listen to this while I'm editing it and enjoy it, okay? And I want to start out with a two-minute take. Hopefully it's only a two-minute take. If it's not, whatever. But it's something that has actually kind of gotten under my skin for a long time. I may have even talked about this on a previous episode, but honestly, I don't even remember my own episodes. That's how unentertaining, is that a word? Unentertaining they are. I'm going to go ahead and use that word, whatever. And the question is, should you name your child? Now, this is your child, okay? So I'm going to start out by making that a big point. This isn't just a pet parrot that you're having join your household. This isn't a little mouse or whatever that your daughter is going to have at the house and can name whatever she wants. No, this is your child. And let's just say it's your firstborn, because I think that's where it happens most often. But let's just say this is your firstborn child. Big deal, means a lot. And I also think that the naming of that first child should mean a lot to you. I don't think that it should be so unoriginal that you decide to name your child after the father of the child. If your name is John, why are you naming your kid John Jr.? First of all, you have to add Jr. at the end. That doesn't make sense to me. Now you just gave him a double name. You gave that kid a double name for no reason. You know how many other names there are? I actually don't know. I think it's a rhetorical question, if I even use that correctly. But there's so many other names in the world. You could literally make up a name, whatever you want. Put some letters together that make sense and that sound okay, and you've made a name. So why are you choosing the same exact damn name that you have or your husband has and then plopping Junior on the end? I think it's ridiculous. I think it's unoriginal. And I think that you need to have a little bit of creativity for your firstborn child or your secondborn. I don't care how many kids you have. You can't have, even if you have 8 children, you're not going to run out of different names, okay? You don't need to name the child after the father or the mother. I don't think I've ever actually seen a daughter named after her mother with a junior after it. If anyone has heard of that, please let me know. But it's usually, probably 99.9% of the time, the son being named after the father and then plopping Junior on the end of it, which is ridiculous. So please, I'm begging you, when you have a child, do not do this. It's frustrating. It's gotta be frustrating for the child too. Yeah, whatever. Ooh, I'm going to live in my dad's, honor or whatever with my name. No. Okay? And if you do it, just don't plop Junior on. If you go ahead and do it, leave Junior out of it. I think that's acceptable. I think that's an acceptable, alternative to your already decently upsetting decision. Just don't put Junior is the worst. Because what's that kid going to be called when he's older? Yeah, he might still be called John, but everyone knows he's John Jr. And then you gotta call the other guy John Sr., the dad, until he's basically forever, even if they're that, John Sr. dies, you still are referring to him as John Sr. It's stupid. Come up with something else. Okay? That's my take. That's my take on that. I think it's ridiculous. And it was way longer than 2 minutes also. So I'm just going to call it the 2 to 5 minute take from here on out. Okay? The second thing I want to talk to you about is a question of the day. Now, I need to know what kind of person you are, because I've distinguished what kind of person I am in this situation, and everyone on the opposite side of it frustrates the absolute hell out of me, okay? What kind of person are you? Are you the type of person that on the highway, when there is a lane that is ending, okay? Let's say it's the far left lane that's ending, and it's kind of a traffic jam. You're pretty much slowed down to 15 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. You're not really going anywhere regardless. So understand that. Are you the person that does not, as the traffic jam is merging in, as the left lane is merging into your lane, please tell me that you allow at least one car to enter in front of you. Now, I'm not saying let the entire cavalry come through while you're at a standstill and let 10 cars pass in front of you. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying one at a time. And if everyone did it, the traffic jam would actually move along. That's what no one understands. The traffic jam would not be as much of a traffic jam if everyone decided to just let one of those cars in the far left lane that maybe didn't see the merge sign, or maybe the merge sign came a little bit late, to get in to your lane. I was driving down 75 the other day. I haven't been on, or maybe it was 94, I don't know. I haven't been on a highway in forever. I've been stuck in my house. I work from home. I do everything from home. I don't go anywhere but locally. And for me to get on the highway is rare. I'm on the highway. I don't know where I'm going. I'm not usually on this route. I don't always pass the construction that's taking place on that highway. Yet, the asshole to my right, even though the merge sign didn't come until the last 100 yards before the merge, which is also ridiculous. Come on, construction guys. The guy to my right wouldn't let me in. And he wasn't even going anywhere. We're going 10 miles an hour. So what does he do? He stays on my side. I have to come to a complete standstill until some nice lady lets me in. Where did he get? No further than 10 feet in front of me. For the rest of our traffic jam. He didn't get anything out of that. No advantages, except for being an asshole. I'm the type of person, now one, not just because I want to move the traffic along, but also because I think it's the right thing to do for anyone that's merging over. I slow down a bit. You don't even have to come to a standstill to let someone in. You just got to give them a gap. You got to give them a 30-foot gap, 40-foot gap, whatever you got to give them, give it to them. Then they're in. Now everyone's moving along a little bit faster. What type of person are you? If you're the type of person that's not letting someone in, shame on you. This guy probably thought that I traveled this route all the time. So I understand that. I understand there's assholes out there that know that it merges over and they fly down the left side just to cut in line that was probably going to be an extra 20 minutes that they had to wait. They fly all the way down to the end of it so they can cut. I agree with you there. I don't think people should be let in. But in this circumstance, the merge happened within a, let's just say, 200 to 300 yard radius, which is not a lot in a car, not a lot of time, and I wasn't able to get over. So why would you not let me in? If that's happening to anyone to my left, I'm always letting them in. Always. Unless they're the dickhead that I just saw in my rearview mirror fly past 90 other cars without even trying to merge so that they could merge into the front. That's BS. I agree with you. Don't let that person in. Flick them off while you're driving by. Agreed. But don't be the person that doesn't let them in when it's a nice, easy let-in. Okay? I don't think my last sentence there made a lot of sense, but who cares? You understand what I'm trying to say. Wow, look at that. I got that done in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I've never done that before. I'm going to keep talking just to go over my limit. Okay? And while I'm talking, I'm going to bring up wayoverpargolf.com. I'm doing a lot of giveaways right now. So if you're a booby and you're listening, go to @wayoverpar. No, just go to the Instagram. You'll find it. Go to my Instagram. You'll find it. But go to wayoverpargolf.com. Check out some merch. And if you want and you know me, message me. I'll shoot you a 20% discount code so that you can have it for your first purchase. Check that out. Go to Twitter. Go to @CCLpod on Twitter. Give me a follow. Whatever. I'm not good at Twitter. I already told you that, but it helps. Everything helps. Go to Instagram, @SaichiBabyCCL, and go to Facebook.com/CCLpod. Like the page, follow the page, share when I share. Just do something to help out. I have fun with this, okay? If you want to join me on it, let's do that. I've had a lot of boobies trying to tell me they want to be on a podcast but never want to set anything up. Let's do it, okay? All right, boobies, that's enough. That's enough now. I might do something later. I don't know. But you'll get a video at some point, and I love you. Talk to you later.